Are you ever surprised that, 40, 50 years later, that there's still such a strong interest in the Beats?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Because we've had a good 3 revivals already, and I don't know if there's going to be more. Maybe I won't be around for the next one. Each one of these revivals gets more serious, and we begin being taught in classes and things like that.
Is the 90s, has this been also been a revival?
Well, I published 3 books this year. My first book of Zen poems, a Penguin reprinted 2 books of poems of mine that are 30 years old, which are Beat books and needed to be brought back into print, and New Directions, my regular publisher, published a poem which is almost like the narrative of a trip into a psychophysical meltdown, which I had before I wrote the Zen poems.
Wow. And you're still writing as much?
I'm still writing as much. I'm kind of looking forward to not publishing a book next year.
Taking some time off?
Well, I've already gotten another book published, but it's another book, Zen book, and I think it'll just have to wait. I'd like to look at it a while longer. Make sure I'm not pretending that I know things that I don't know, that they're things that I've experienced. I had a good experience here. I came down to look at the Challenger Monument by Isamu Noguchi over here on Miami Beach.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that white metal thing? Well, I don't. In front of it, there's a granite triangle about 9 by 9 by a foot deep, and on it has the text I wrote for Isamu Noguchi and for the people who died in the Challenger explosion. And that's the first time I've seen it.
Yeah. And when you're talking to young people who weren't around back then, what would you say the Beat movement was actually about? Because there are a lot of misconceptions, I would say, about it.
I would say that it was about going for the deepest level of the imagination possible, and using that we discovered it was inevitable to speak out against the cold, gray, fascist, American way politics of the 50s, and also to begin speaking out in favor of the environment. It's not quite the way it's pictured with people sitting around with spaghetti in their beard, playing bongo drums, and wearing splotchy berets, you know.
Maynard G. Krebs.
No, that's not it.
Absolutely.
There were those people there, but those weren't the Beats.
Yeah. Okay. And how do you hope that this movement is, how do you think, hope people think about this?
I think that today, to have deep feelings means that you're something of an outlaw. And I would like to have people look at what came out of the 50s and 60s and 70s and what we continue doing as reassurance to them that there always have been people who had deep feelings. And the same thoughts, the same feelings about war, the same feelings about the environment.
Are you performing as much these days?
I perform now with Ray Manzarek a lot. Ray Manzarek was, of course, keyboardist of the Doors and a brilliant composer. And a documentary, we have a CD that came out that we're going to re-release, we're going to pirate it and put it on the Doors website. And also we have a documentary of our work coming out, a video documentary, which will be out on the 15th or 20th of January from Mystic Fire Video.